Box truck course. First things first. Do you want to make money? You should try with your box truck. Box trucks have become one of the popular businesses nowadays. The major reason is the e-market or e-business that involves product delivery. If you want to expand your business, consider box trucks. How can you make money with a box truck? You can either start as your own business or as a partnership. The investments depend on the type of business and the risk involved. There are several ways to make money with a box truck. Running your own business. Having your box truck is always an advantage. You will determine the working hours and the earnings will all be yours. You will not follow someone's rules. The control is in your hands. Working for someone. If you are not sure to start by yourself, working with someone is a great idea. It will bring ease in the early period and making money will be much faster. By this, you will have a 9-to-5 job cycle, and you will follow the predefined rules. Whatever you choose, you will benefit from starting a box truck career. Industries where you can start your box truck career. Several industries are good options for making money with your box truck. Delivery jobs. Goods transport. Rent out. Whatever you choose, there are certain rules for running your business. Box truck. This is the first and important thing you should do. Then your business is ready to get registered. Run the business. Once you get the approval, start working. It's important to design your brand, service, and other stuff. Developing a marketing plan will help you move forward. Expand your business. Always grow and expand your business. It will help you stay on track. Try buying, renting, or leasing more trucks. All about box trucks. Learning about box trucks allows growing the freight demand in the less-than-truckload, LTL sector. All online shops involve delivery and shipping. Here are some facts you should know about. Choose the right size of the truck. You will minimize the expenses. For example, choose the one that ranges from Class 3 to Class 7. A box truck with more places. Transport more freight at once, save on fuel expenses. Also, it will reduce the return trips and driver's travel time. A box truck with a variety of methods. Try to find the best equipment to load the box truck. A great option is a hydraulic lift. Hiring Class B driver. For driving a box truck, you can hire an 18-year-old. For Class A, must be 21. There isn't a bathroom. Know that in the box truck there isn't any bathroom. Trucks may have a sleeper. Whatever your truck is for, it is good to have a sleeper. Especially if the drivers go for regional jobs and they drive overnight. They will have a safe place when they can rest. Buy or lease. If you can't decide either to buy or lease a truck for your business, we will give you some key points to help you. There are pros and cons to both approaches. In the following text, there are several reasons why a lease is a better option. 1. More flexibility and better cash flow. If you lease a truck, you will have a lower monthly payment because it uses only one part. Also, leasing offers a predictable budget and 100% tax deductibility. 2. Reduced expenses. The maintenance and repair are part of regular service. The costs are minimal and there aren't unexpected expenses. To maximize vehicle performance, preventive maintenance is a must. 3. No hidden cost and minimizing indirect costs. There is financial data that compares the predictable costs. When leasing a vehicle, there aren't taxes, licensing, etc. 4. Access to new technology. With the new technologies, vehicles are becoming faster. When you trade with the leased vehicles, you can replace them quickly. Buy versus lease analysis calculator. There are analysis calculators that will give you only estimated payment. Using this calculator will give you an overview of estimated payments. How to begin a non-CDL transport business? Transporting cargo is a huge task. Large companies require moving stock and small companies and people require a dependable delivery service. Beginning a non-commercial driver's license, CDL, delivery business implies you don't have to get a commercial driver's license to function on huge rigs and other heavy vehicles. Whereas this limits the size of deliveries you make, you'll still be able to undertake trade by centering on a specialty and focusing on the correct potential customers. 1. Set up a niche. A small business may transport diagrams from an architect to workers or engineers. Furniture delivery is popular. Medical transport carriers take blood and other test samples from collection offices to labs. House relocation and movement are other areas where you'll center your efforts. Choosing a specialty helps businesses to focus and develop a solid standard. 2. Register a business. Select a trade title for your delivery business. Go to the Secretary of State site and look at the title to guarantee it doesn't take after other businesses. In case it does, modify it to prevent dismissal. Fill the online trade form and pay the fee. Fees change broadly from state to state. They can range from $100 to $800. Once enrollment is done, go to the IRS site and get a tax number so you'll set up bank accounts, finance company vehicles, and enroll for any required state permits. 3. Procure delivery vehicles. Depending on the sort of conveyances you arrange, select a vehicle that maximizes your cargo capacity. Numerous cargo vans and travel vans are utilized for small cargo such as printed material and restorative tests. A box truck suits a bigger cargo such as furniture deliveries. You can finance the vehicle through the dealership or a local bank. Vehicles can extend in cost from $18,000 to $50,000. You may require extra equipment such as dollies, straps, and moving covers. You might not be able to back these with the vehicle, so consider them a portion of the whole required startup investment. 4. Trade insurance needs. There is no prerequisite for protections for a non-CDL transport business other than the state-required obligation protections on the vehicle. With that said, it is wise to shield yourself with commercial liability insurance that covers you from risk and secures the cargo. 5. Showcasing and advertising. An incredible way to showcase your commerce is by covering the vehicle along with your trade title and contact number. Put advertisements online. For instance, if you transport furniture, meet with the proprietors of nearby furniture stores, dispatch shops, and thrift stores that have furniture. Link 1. Box truck or straight truck insurance. If you are a dispatcher with a little box truck or an expediter with a sleeper box, insurance arrangements secure you when you're on the street. Businesses requiring box truck protections. Numerous businesses that transport goods require box truck or straight truck insurance. These businesses include couriers, expeditors, retailers, domestic goods movers, and more. Standard box truck insurance packages. Whether you carry your products or you are a for-hire trucker, you'll need different types of box truck insurance coverage options. If you are a private carrier, you might buy a standard box truck package like liability insurance that covers harm to individuals or property in case of a mishap. In case you are a for-hire trucker and your insurance is given by your motor carrier, you'll only need cargo insurance and non-trucking insurance. Kinds of box trucks or straight trucks. Box trucks frequently go by different names depending on the sort of cargo transport and truck use. They include reefer truck, ice box, sleeper box, tilt cab, etc. Link 2. 9 things to consider when buying a medium-sized box truck. 1. What will you be hauling? Often, the client will call or come in and say that he needs a 24-foot box truck. But, it's one thing in case you're pulling boxes of plastic refreshment mugs, it's another thing on the off chance that the truck will carry beds of overwhelming stone or lead bars. The sort of cargo could mean that you simply got to go higher with the GVW of the truck. What you'll be pulling may decide the floor type, entryway height, chassis category, and will measure. So always consider what you'll be hauling. 2. Selecting the right chassis. The objective is to attain a balance between required cargo space and weight. You can put a large body on a 26,000 pounds GVW Isuzu FTR chassis to create room for more cargo. However, if the substance is overwhelming, you'll max out on weight before you run out of space. You should ensure the chassis is consistent with cargo weight at full load. 3. Coordinate your truck with your driver. Any truck with GVW over 26,000 pounds requires a CDL driver. If the driver doesn't have a CDL, this might make all kinds of hassles for you. These heavier trucks will also require .review, a health card, and a wrecker log. 4. Match chassis and box lengths. Mismatched chassis and box lengths burden the driver and fleet manager. The long box will overburden the truck even when it's empty, and it will make turning around much more difficult. If a box is as enormous and as mounted without raising the back axle, the weight ratio will be unbalanced. The front wheels get lighter and you begin wearing out tires. We see trucks like this come in all the time. Fleet directors acquiring box trucks ought to affirm that the chassis cab to axle, CA, or wheelbase length can securely suit the length of the body. One way to confirm this is by consulting the original equipment manufacturer, OEM. 5. Assess workspace. Fleet managers ought to continuously consider any potential clearance issues in ranges where the truck will be stacking and unloading. This will make major efficiency issues if neglected. This may be a critical decision. If you're working wrecks, a level truck nose would be better, but you don't need your nose staying out too much. 6. Interior lighting. If you convey basically at night, we ought to make beyond any doubt you have got appropriate interior lighting the box. But, in case you convey amid the day, a translucent roof is valuable to permit normal light into the box. 7. Floor type. Floor selection can make a big difference when ordering a medium-duty box truck. This will depend on what you'll be hauling. If you'll be hauling any liquid or food item, you don't need trucks with hardwood floors. 8. Automatic or manual. When selecting a medium-duty box truck, truly think around the pros and cons of automatic versus manual. An automatic would be way better in case you'll be driving within the city. 9. Selecting specs for dock delivery. If the truck is loading and emptying at a dock, three key areas should be considered. Rear door. In case you will deliver the product at a high dock, a roll-up raise entryway is most appropriate. A swing out door is useful when the dock area is confined. Chassis will measure. Light GVW trucks with boxes as a rule have little, 19.5-inch, tires and sit lower to the ground at the back of the body, which makes them suitable for dock stacking and unloading. Forklift bundle. On the off chance that a forklift will be utilized, select the tire size that matches the truck height. Link 3. Relay tips. First, you need insurance. That's the way you'll meet delivery company requirements. Truck rental companies offer insurance, but they are inadequate. Once you know what insurance you need, contact your rental company and get the truck you want. Your profit depends on charges you have got to pay to the truck rental company and the amount you receive from making deliveries. You better perform prior research. The advantages of having the rental truck: you don't have to worry about vehicle maintenance. If a rental firm can't repair it right away, they will provide you another new truck. But the demerit is that the truck rent is charged based on the number of miles covered and the days used. In a week you'll be able to do 1,000 miles, which may lessen your earnings. Buying a box truck is a better alternative, as you can earn more by covering more miles and paying no rent. There are so many opportunities and ways to earn cash from these box trucks. Link 4. 7 steps to run an effective trucking company. Step 1. Establish your trucking company and get it registered. First, you'll have to establish your company by getting it registered with the United States Division of Transportation, USDOT, and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. Also, you need insurance, equipment purchase, or lease. The process can be long and complicated. Step 2. Find loads to transport. Online load boards can assist you to find freight. You can use free load boards, like nextload.com, or pay a month-to-month membership for others. Load boards can connect you with an assortment of brokers and shippers. Once you've got a strong client base, you may expand on these relationships. You can even develop your permanent clients and create a stable income. Step 3. Know your clients. You should develop a habit to check your client's credit before you transport a load. This would lead you to assess your brokers and shippers. It will also guarantee that your clients will pay on time. Client credit is accessible, but the process can be costly. Step 4. Track your expenses. Know your trucking company's business costs by making profit and loss statements or accounting software. Track expenses like insurance installments, truck repairs, truck and trailer installments, fuel, office expenses, remunerations, and other costs. Once you have all your company costs in one place, you'll know precisely how much it costs to run your business. This will let you determine a minimum cost per mile, so you never get undercharged. Step 5. Spare cash on fuel. Fuel makes up an enormous portion of a trucking company's variable working costs. Getting a fuel card for trucking companies can assist you to control and manage your fuel purchases. Use a fuel card that gives you additional benefits like fuel management devices, IFTA reporting data, and fuel security. Step 6. Oversee your cash flow. You invest a considerable amount by paying your insurance premiums and truck installment. When you finish a job, you've to wait up to 30, 60, or indeed 90 days for your clients to pay. You might not be able to get credit from a bank to keep your trucks running. A factoring company can give you working cash flow through buying your cargo bills. Rather than waiting for your client to pay, factoring companies will pay in advance the fraction of your bill on the day you deliver. Step 7. Acquire office help. As a trucking company owner and manager, you'll need to perform paperwork, billing, and customer care. This would divert you from running your trucking company. Having assistance with your paperwork is wise. Here also your factoring company may handle the paperwork for you. These 7 steps can put you on your way to beginning a fruitful trucking company. Link 5. Frequently Asked Questions. 1. What is the cost of hiring a truck driver? On average, it costs between $2,000 and $10,000 to contract a truck driver. Additional factors like distance, load, and special work needs also determine the cost. 2. How do I discover a great truck driver? Write a truck driver work detail and publicize it on a relevant site. 3. Can I contract a truck driver for a single trip? You can hire truck drivers who work autonomously from sites like Meet a Truck Driver for a single trip or a specific period. 4. Do I ought to pay for a driver's fuel costs if I contract them? It is determined by your contract. The driver may pass all of their costs to you. In other cases, you can pay the driver a fixed cost for all travel expenses. 5. Before hiring a driver, is there anything I ought to know? When you're contracting a truck driver, security ought to be your essential concern. You must ask candidates fundamental questions like, have you been in an accident on the job? Do you've got a valid trucking license? How much experience do you have? Do you own a truck? Do you ordinarily drive on long or short haul trips? Link 6. Ways to Finance Your Trucking Company. Most people don't have the money they need to fund their startup trucking company. We can give you some ideas for where to get funds for starting a new trucking company. Where can I get initial investment? Some of the most common options are listed below. You may have to use several of them. 1. Savings. Successful proprietors know how to save money. Find some areas where you can reduce expenses. You may eat out one fewer time per week and bring lunch from home. Downgrade your cable package. IT will spare some money for your emergencies and it will help you develop saving habits. 2. Sell something. Have a garage sale. Sell things that you don't use anymore or might not need. It can be your Xbox or a car. You probably have a lot of potential money and stuff that could be put to greater use. 3. Nonprofit small lenders. Many states have organizations that want to help startups. However, they will only give you the loan if you have a good business plan and they are confident you will repay. You can also find templates for business plans for free on the internet. A good plan will show lenders you are the type of professional they are looking for. 4. SBA Microloan Program. Small Business Administration, SBA, helps small businesses get started and grow. SBA does not give the loans, it just backs them. The SBA Microloan Program helps provide loans to small businesses, and they often include some business education as well. 5. Bank or Credit Union Loans. Some of the most common types of bank loans are: A. Home Equity Line of Credit. It is the most common and easy type if you own your own home. You're putting your home on the line, so think long and hard about it before you do it. B. Signature Loans. These are small bank loans that require no collateral. C. Title Loans. You can use your vehicle as collateral and get a loan even greater vehicle's worth. D. Business Loans. It is difficult to get, but it's worth a try. Some banks or credit unions will grant it. E. Loans from Family or Friends. Put the terms of the loan in writing and be honest and upfront. If things go south, it may ruin a relationship. F. Bring on a partner. If you form a partnership, you should limit the ownership of the partner. In partnership, you give up business ownership, so this option should be a last resort. G. Credit cards. Credit cards only provide short-term advances. When you chose credit card debt, you must have a backup plan to ensure timely payments. Here are some common ways you can use a credit card to finance your trucking company. Truck down payment. Many places will let you use a card for part or all of the down payment. Insurance payment. Tools and equipment purchases. Funding operating costs. H. Factoring. It is the most suitable way to raise finance. Factoring companies get you the money more quickly by purchasing your company's accounts receivable. The factoring company gives you your income, minus their fee. You must consider two things: choose a reputable factoring company and make sure nothing is hidden in the contract. Advantages. You deal with one person who handles all the paperwork for you, so you don't have to deal with dozens of different brokers and shippers. Disadvantages. Factoring costs reduce your earning by 3-5%. Link 7. How to obtain a government contract for your transportation company. Obtaining government contracts are not easy, but they are highly lucrative as they guarantee timely payment and plenty of work. How can your trucking company obtain government contracts? Some government transportation jobs require security clearance, which involves plenty of paperwork. Contracts can be found through two government departments, the General Services Administration and the Department of Defense. Regarding defense contracts, you should have a solid understanding of military procedures and terminology. The DPAP, Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy, site outlines the necessary rules and procedures required to work for the Department of Defense. The trucking industry is very competitive, so it is essential to fulfill the mentioned requirements and to know how to write up a profitable bid. While billing the government, make accurate invoices, otherwise, payment will take much time. You can get the services of financing companies that specialize in streamlining the process of government transport contracts and payment procedures. Link 8. Business Credit Advice for the Trucking Industry. The shipping, especially transporters and forwarders in the shipping business, face extra hindrances like credibility and variable expenses. Often transporters don't have the foggiest idea about ways to manage credit difficulties. Difficulties faced by carriers and forwarders. 1. Thin margins. Transporters and forwarders manage on small margins as loan fees and insurance charges can render a profitable business to break-even point. A prior cost assessment can assist organizations with getting competitive rates, terms, and conditions, so it can haggle better arrangements. 2. Unforeseen costs. Transporters need ready cash for unforeseen expenses, like fuel, tire change, and repairs. They also need cash to pay for the operational expenses while on the road. A better understanding of business credit can prevent cash deficiencies and allow great access to credit. 3. Credibility. Credibility is vital for a trucking company. Strong business credit allows organizations to expand and develop more relationships. It also helps in gaining new job contracts. Scores and evaluations show how an organization pays its bills. A business credit document contains data on suits, liens, and decisions, and the entirety of this data portrays credibility. 4. Expensive purchases. For transporters and forwarders, trucks and other hardware are expensive purchases which require regular financing. When an organization looks for a business advance, their business credit is regularly checked by money lenders. Banks require surety that their loans will be reimbursed, and large loans, for expensive purchases, require greater business credit. It's critical to set up a business credit document in advance so that it can be used when a loan is required. Begin building business credit. Transporters and forwarders can benefit from business credit in many ways. Through it, shipping organizations can have better access to financing, fewer cash shortages, higher credit limits, and solid credibility. Link 9. Amazon Delivery Service Program, its profit, perils, and realities. For any individual who has longed for owning and maintaining an independent venture, Amazon presents a new chance. Start and manage your company to make Amazon deliveries. However, despite Amazon's assistance, your new trucking business may prove only slightly profitable. There are significant advantages and disadvantages found in the Amazon Delivery Service Partner Program. Amazon's program is more accessible as it has lower financial barriers. However, the profit margin seems lower than that of the other delivery organizations. The trucking company that adopts Amazon Delivery Service Program DSP will benefit from Amazon's greater bargaining power with third parties. Possessing an Amazon delivery business. Daily tasks of the owner will include scheduling drivers, setting up routes, observing employee huddles, following events of the day, working with Amazon to investigate issues, questioning drivers upon their return, and ensuring vans are appropriately fueled and parked by the day's end. First, Amazon DSP needs to get the necessary licenses, recruit representatives, arrange business tasks, design salary structure, work with legal and corporate counselors, and assemble client-fixated culture. Amazon says those who served in the military will have the required attributes delivery service partner program. Amazon is pledging $1 million to repay up to $10,000 in business startup costs of U.S. military veterans. Amazon instructs DSP proprietors to add 5 extra routes in their 5th, 9th, and 11th week, carrying their business to at least 20 routes following 3 months. The program requires that Amazon-marked vans can only deliver Amazon products. Amazon puts a limit on the fleet size of delivery service partners to ensure Amazon's superior bargaining position. Rather than Amazon saying that it needs 100 drivers, Amazon will say to 3 to 4 operators that it needs each of them to hire 25 drivers. Amazon will give technology, a detailed playbook for the delivery business, and a 3-week training program for new proprietors, managers, and drivers. Amazon says that its assistance would decrease the DSP's startup cost to a mere $10,000. Whereas, an average FedEx contractor needs $700,000 to $950,000 startup cost. However, delivery service partner applicants are told they will need a strong credit history and at least $30,000 in liquid assets to take part in the program. Amazon guarantees its DSPs a fixed income based on the number of vehicles they operate, a different rate based on their route length, and the number of packages delivered. Amazon says the DSP's income potential can range from $1 million to $4.5 million once it fully develops. According to Amazon estimates, a successful DSP could yearly earn $75,000 to $300,000, while FedEx contractors on average earn $25,000 to $30,000 per year. Amazon leaves the less lucrative rural package delivery to FedEx, UPS, and the U.S. Postal Service. Amazon is spending record sums on transportation, its gross delivery costs added up to almost $22 billion out of 2017. It is a gigantic amount given the organization's thin margin, $3 billion in yearly income on $178 billion in annual sales. Amazon pays for every bundle about 6.50 to UPS and 7.35 to FedEx for ground services. Last year, 50% of sales were made by Amazon across America. These activities encourage new business ventures and counter the adverse portrayal of online shopping.